Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be Grand Ole Opry. Original air dates January 2nd, 1943. And the title of this episode is going to be Take That Night Train to Memphis. We've got Roy Acuff in the lead role, and this is a Prince Albert production. They were the sponsor. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Friends, no matter how many chicks or turkey poults you raise, 25, 100, or 5,000, you ought to know about Smith's Mother Nature.
Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke, presents your Grand Ole Opry.
Howdy, all you friends and neighbors. Corner Center Prince Albert Show. Tune up your five-string banjo. Take down your fiddle and your bow. Throw back the rug on the floor. Light up your own cob pie. Everyone will have some fun at the Grand Ole Opry tonight.
What's smoking?
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
From the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco brings you another big half hour of homespun fun and music. Our way of reminding you that whether you roll your own or smoke a pipe, you'll get more smoking joy from Prince Albert, the National Joy Smoke. The year 1943 is off to a good start because our Grand Ole Opry House is filled with neighbors from many states. The Opry House is headquarters for swapping yarns, recipes, and the latest information on how to feed the nation. Speaking of food, here comes a fella who spent all New Year's Day eating cornbread and black-eyed peas. It's the head man of the Opry, His Honor George D. Hay, the solemn old judge.
Thank you, Cousin Louie, and Happy New Year to all of our friends and our neighbors gathered here in the Grand Ole Opry House. For more than 17 years, the Grand Ole Opry has been presenting the homespun songs and hoedowns which have a big place in American life. These ballads tell stories which come from the heart, and our girls and boys really shake a foot when the breakdowns hit the air. We open our shindig by presenting Roy Acuff and his Smoky Mountain Boys and Little Rachel in a red-hot song, Take That Night Train to Memphis.
Take that night train to Memphis, take that night train to Memphis. And when you arrive at the station, I'll be right there to meet you. I'll be right there to greet you. So don't turn down my invitation. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
All day.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
Yes.
Take that night train to Memphis. Take that night train to Memphis. You know how I'm longing to see you. Leave at 3:57, arrive at 11. Then I'll be shouting hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day. Oh, we'll have a jubilee down in Memphis, Tennessee, and we'll shout hallelujah all the way. Take that night train to Memphis. Tell that engineer to pull the throttle open. Keep that engine stack a-smoking. I'm not kidding, I'm not joking. I'll soon be with my girl, I'm hoping. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I'll be shouting hallelujah all the day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we'll have a jubilee
down
in Memphis, Tennessee. And I'll shout hallelujah all the way.
Got him, Roy. That's fine. Roy, take Pap over in the corner, will you please? The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry. Pee-wee King and his Golden West Cowboys are riding high these days, playing and singing all over the country. We present their featured girl singer, Miss San Antonio Rose, who says, I want to be a cowboy's sweetheart.
I want to be a cowboy's sweetheart. I want to learn to go fast to ride. I want to ride over the plains and the desert, all with those crazy vibes. I want to hear the coyotes howling, see the sun sink in the west. I want to be a cowboy's sweetheart, for that's the life I love best. Oh, today.
Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is hitting the bullseye. Up comes our constable, Pap, who's busy as a switch engine trying to keep order, but he can't even take care of himself. However, we're going to vote for him come election day. But right now, we're going to call on Pap and the boys to give us I Wish I Was Single Again.
Take it away, son.
I wish I was single again. I wish I was single again. When I was single, my love used to tingle, and I wish I was single again. I married me a wife, oh then.
Oh Lord.
I married me a wife, oh then. I married me a wife, and she ruined my life, and I wish I was single again. She banged me, oh then. She banged me, she banged me. She swore she would hang me, and I wish I was single again. She went for the rope, oh then. Went for the rope, oh then. She went for the rope. My poor neck, she did choke, and I wish I was single again. It broke, oh then. The rope, it broke, oh then. The rope, it broke, and I laughed till I choked to think I was single again. My wife, she died, oh then. My wife, she died, oh then. My wife, she died, and I laughed till I cried to think I was single again. I married me another, oh then. I married me another, oh then. I married me another, the devil's grandmother, and I wish I was single again.
That's got him. We all know that saying about old friends being best. But the other day I heard a good addition to that. It ran something like this. Old friends are best, unless you find a new one that's fit to make an old one out of.
Say, that's right nice, Judge, and how quick and truly I can apply that to Prince Albert Smoking Tobacco. What a good old friend Prince Albert is to those already well acquainted with the rich, mild, mellow smoke it gives a man. And what a good new friend to any man who's yet to try it.
Sure enough, a good new friend that's easy, fit to make an old one out of. What with its choice, quality, its bite-free tastiness, and the all-round joy of smoking that it gives you.
Yes, sirree, old friend or new, P.A. is the national joy smoke and no mistake. And in the handy red pocket package, it gives such generous smoke in measure, too. Around 70 smooth, firm-making cigarettes that roll in a twinkling thanks to P.A.'s famous crimp cut. Or about 50 right-packing, cool, and even burning pipefuls.
A friendly smoke, all right, that keeps on giving day in and day out steady smoking pleasure.
Men to whom P.A. is a friend right now don't need any special words of reminding. But those who don't know this mild, cool, rich-tasting smoke will do themselves a big favor if they get a handy pocket package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco right quick and get acquainted with fine new friend.
Sacred songs and heart songs have been a very important factor in our Grand Ole Opry. And here's a man who rings the bell every time. We present Roy Acuff singing one of his favorite sacred numbers, I'll Reap My Harvest in Heaven.
In heaven, on that beautiful shore, I'll plow a field up in glory and live in peace evermore. The world I'll leave to my neighbor till we meet at that heavenly door. I'll reap my harvest in heaven, on that heavenly shore. Come to depart from this world and prove my heavenly word. My maker told me to give all my crops to his children here on earth. I'll reap my harvest in heaven, on that beautiful shore. I'll plow a field up in glory and live in peace evermore. The world I leave to my neighbor till we meet at that heavenly door. I'll reap my harvest in heaven, on that heavenly shore. Come, I must hurry along. Don't cry for me when I'm gone. I'm going over that heavenly road that we all must travel on. I'll reap my harvest in heaven, on that beautiful shore. I'll plow a field up in glory and live in peace evermore. The world I leave to my neighbor till we meet at that heavenly door. I'll reap my harvest in heaven, on that heavenly shore.
Oh, that's beautiful, Roy. Mighty, mighty pretty. Ever since America's entry into the war, the Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry has entertained the soldiers in scores of camps throughout the nation. It is our pleasure to introduce a new feature tonight, which directly concerns our servicemen. We introduce Miss Trudy Brown of our staff, Come on in here, Miss Tootie. We're mighty glad to have you.
Thank you, Judge. The two thoughts uppermost in a serviceman's mind when he's a long way from home are, I wonder what the folks back home are doing tonight, and I wonder if the girlfriend is really sitting at home by herself listening to the radio. So this evening we went out into the Grand Ole Opry audience and picked out some of the lonesomest-looking fellas we could find and called their homes and checked up on the home folks. We called aviation cadet Patrick Charles LaGuyfer's family way up in Rochester, New York.
Did you really talk to my family?
Uh-huh. Your whole family, your mother, your father, and your sister.
Did you talk to Pepsi?
To Pepsi?
Yes, Pepsi, short for Pepsi Cola.
Oh, well, what is it?
It's my sister. We call her Pepsi Cola.
Oh, why?
Oh, she's one of those jitterbugs.
Oh, I see. Pepsi Cola for short, huh? Now that that's settled, tell us about the rest of your family.
Well, I have a sister who works in a defense plant. My father is a grocer, and mother stays home and just cooks.
Cooks what?
Eggplant and the best fried chicken in the world.
Now, look, in a land where southern fried chicken grows, them's fighting words, partner.
You've never tasted my mother's roasted chicken.
Could be. Now, tell me, what do you miss most?
Well, I guess it's those early morning arguments my sister and I used to have. On which one of us was going to get to the bathroom first.
Oh.
Seems that every time I was ready to shave, one or the other was always taking a bath.
That's one of our weaknesses. You know, when I talked to your mother just a little while ago, she asked me how you spent Christmas and New Year.
Sleeping.
You spent Christmas and New Year sleeping?
Yeah, no reveille and no exercise.
Oh, no wonder. Now, on New Year's, your family had a reunion, and your sister told me that they offered a toast to all the boys all over the world. You know, that was a mighty nice thing to do.
Well, I've got a mighty nice family.
You certainly have. Pepsi Cola, that's the silliest name I ever heard, tells me to be sure and thank you for the wings you sent her. Said she wears them on a brown coat.
I wonder if they got my New Year's package.
Uh-huh, they got it this afternoon. When I talked to Frances, she said your mother had been crying all afternoon, and then the mailman blew his whistle, and he brought your package and your picture. And your mother says to thank you so much for sending it. You know, your family's gathered around the radio in the parlor right this minute. You were there with them. What would you like to say?
I'd like to say hello to Mother, Dad, my sisters, Frances and Teresa. I like the Army Air Force very much, and Army Life agrees with me. The food is excellent, but, Mom, you're still the best cook in the world. I had a swell time during the Christmas holidays, and the Southern hospitality is really great.
Thank you so much, Aviation Cadet LaGuyfer. Now, here's Private Harold Scott from Wexford, Pennsylvania. How are you feeling, Private?
Sort of cold.
Cold? You're from Pennsylvania and you're cold? Why?
Because I'm sleeping in a tent.
Oh, look, isn't it a little cold for camping trips?
That's what I've been trying to tell my commanding officer, but you know commanding officers.
Yeah, I know commanding officers. If you want something that will really make you feel out in the cold, guess what they're having at your house tonight for supper?
Old Philadelphia Scrabble.
Oh, that's just another name for what we Southerners call souse. No, tonight for supper at your house, they're having potato cakes and creamed onions.
I know, cooked by the best cook in the world.
Now, if you boys don't stop bragging about your mother's cooking, some of these army cooks are going to slip some arsenic in your silver. Listen, Private Scott, what do you think they're doing at your house tonight?
Listening to the Grand Ole Opry.
Is that what you used to do when you were at home?
Yes, me and my girlfriend.
Oh, your girlfriend. You mean the one you call Emma?
Yes.
Well, look, believe it or not, that's what she's doing right this minute, and she's listening all by herself. Look, if you were beside her, see, sitting on the settee, what would you say to her?
Well, I can't say it in front of this audience.
Oh! Do you think it would be a proposal?
I think so.
Oh! Well, you'd better not propose over the radio. Not only is it unromantic, but think of the witness. Private, tell us about your family.
I have four brothers, two sisters, my parents, and one grandmother.
Any of your brothers in the armed service?
No, but probably will soon.
Well, according to your mother, who I talked to a few moments ago, everything's fine at home. Your dad's over his coat. Oh, yes, your mother did want to know if those patches she put on your GI underwear are still holding.
Yes, real well.
Well, now, if you could be home with them tonight, gathered around the radio in the parlor, listening to the Grand Ole Opry, what would you like to tell them?
I'd like to say hello to all my family and relations, my grandmother and friends, and I like the Air Forces, and I have made a resolution to do my best efforts to help winning the war this coming year.
That goes for all of us, Private. Thanks and good luck.
That's swell, boys. Mighty fine. And thank you, Miss Trudy Brown. You boys better be good and quit your shenanigans over there in the corner, because here comes the High Sheriff Ford Rush. The sheriff's been checking up on our Constable Papp and his deputies, but before he turns in his report, he's going to sing a sweet old song, Maple on the Hill.
Near a quiet country village stood a maple on a hill, grown up from a little seed of long ago. When the stars were shining brightly, we could hear the whippoorwill when we sat beneath the maple on the hill. Don't forget me, little darling, when they lay me down to die. Just one little wish, my darling, that I crave. As you linger there in sadness, you are thinking of a friend. Let your teardrops hit the flowers on my grave. We will sing a song together when the birds have gone to rest. We will listen to the mumble of the wind. Will you love me, little darling, as you did that starry night when we sat beneath the maple on the hill? I will soon be with the angels on a bright and happy shore. Even now I hear them coming o'er the hill. Don't you cry, my little darling, it is time for us to part. I must leave you and the maple on the hill.
Ah, that's swell, Ford Rush, mighty fine. Now's the time to introduce a gal who has broken countless hearts in the army camps for the past year and a half. She may not be beautiful, but she's dad blame cute, and she's our reporter, Miss Minnie Pearl from Grinder's Switch. Come on out here, Miss Minnie Pearl.
Howdy! I'm just proud to be here. I'm just proud I could come. Well, so I tell you, along with all of the rest of the excitement out there at Grinder Switch this week, well, sir, sister had a birthday party. Well, sir, I tell you, I'm always proud to give brother or sister a birthday party. I had to quit having any birthday parties for myself, because last time I did, Mammy got blistered from the heat from the candles on my birthday cake. But this week we had a party for sister, and, oh, there's folks there from everywhere had the nicest time. And, sir, Mammy done baked one of them there coconut cakes we'd saved from Christmas, and she was passing it around, and there's a city feller there. He's there from clean over Centerville. And, sir, he's there, and Mammy, she passed him the cake, and she says, well, have some. He says, no, he didn't care for none. Hardly at all, you might say. She says, well, go ahead, we got a plenty. He said, no, he didn't care for none. She says, well, go ahead. He says, well, is it compulsory? She says, Lord, no, it's coconut. But we had a nice time. That puts me in the mind of brother. He went to a party. It is Thursday night, it was. He's invited. He said to me and Mammy, said, he's invited to a watch party. Well, sir, he's excited about it. I seen right straight off he was. Just happy about it. Well, he went over and Mammy told him to behave. And he's awful happy about it. But when he come back, he wasn't happy a bit. Come in, it is late. Mammy told him to be in by 9 o'clock, but he won't. It is nearly morning, must have been 12:30. Well, sir, Mammy says to him, says, brother, did you have a nice time? He says, well, no. Said I was going to a watch party, but they was telling a story. Well, I didn't see a watch hardly there, and they didn't give me none. So he didn't care nothing for the watch party. Said it's a story all the way around. That brother, though, he has to see things before he'll believe. But I'll tell you, I'm gonna tell you what my new revolution is now, and then I'm gonna quit and sing a spasm or two. I done made one more new revolution, and that is I'm gonna get me a husband for next 1940. Sing it there and call Lily Wong.
One evening getting dark.
She said she'd love to see me at her home. Said she'll starve to my seat. She's pretty as queen. She's like an angel from the golden home. She'd only be my wife, but be happy all my life with that angry face and beauty, Lily Wong.
Okay. Happy you quit that. Shame on you. The Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry is in uproar. Happy, go sit down. All right now. Louie, the other night I saw a movie that didn't have a speck of gloom or grousing in it. Just a pack of good fun and nonsense and laughs it was. And you know, I felt more cheerful ever since.
Sure thing, Judge. Everything that eases our minds off our worries and problems for a while is good for us. Everything that puts us in a good, calm, contented frame of mind and keeps us from jittering all over the place. That's why Prince Albert, with all its smoking pleasure, is such an extra blessing these days.
Why, for that matter, Prince Albert is extra in every way. Extra rich tasting and extra mild and delightful. Extra easy to roll into a making smoke. On account of its crimp cut that makes it lie so smooth and non-filtering in papers. Extra cool, even drawn, and fragrant in a pipe.
And an extra lot of smokes in every handy pocket package of PA.
About 70 swell roll your owns, or around 50 bite-free, tasty pipefuls.
Man alive, don't let me stop you from rushing right out first chance you get to buy that big red pocket package of Prince Albert smoking tobacco. It's time you were enjoying the National Joy Smoke.
Here they come, neighbors. Rachel and her great, big, bashful brother, Oswald. Oswald's got a little poem here for us tonight. All right, son, go right ahead.
All right, step aside, just, yeah. 'Tis done beneath the mistletoe. 'Tis done beneath the rose. But the proper place to kiss, you know, is just beneath the nose, yeah.
Go over there in the corner now. You go fiddling, Art. Let's let her have a little hold down here. Katie Hill, Art, will you?
Enemy ears are listening. Every scrap of information they collect goes to a central bureau where it's sorted, and facts that don't seem to mean much all by themselves are pieced together to tell a lot. It's called the bits and pieces method, and it can lose battles for us and the lives of our boys. So if you know where a plane or ship or man or any war material is going, or if you know someone in a war factory and how many shells or parts he makes in a day or week, there's just one safe and patriotic rule: keep your mouth shut tight and all such information. That way, you help win the war and save lives.
Thank you, Cousin Louie. Oh, Roy, where's Ida Red?
Ida Red, she lives in town, wrote me a letter, she's coming down.
Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red. Ida Red, I'm in love with Ida Red.
Friends, the old clock on the Opry House wall tells us that it's time to drop the curtain on our first Prince Albert Grand Ole Opry of 1943. But we'll be with you next Saturday night at the same time. In the meantime, here's a note for the men. If you want to get the right kind of a start in 1943, go down to the corner store and get a supply of good old Prince Albert smoking tobacco. This is George D. Hay, the solemn old judge, saying so long, and let's all keep smiling but smoking.
Yeah! Prince Albert smoking, yeah!
This program came to you from Nashville. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.